Lou, we've got a fun episode coming up, but I thought maybe first we might want to talk about something that I find personally inspiring. You've heard of the Hour of Code, right?
Absolutely, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's by code.org. It's this idea of encouraging young people, kindergartner all the way up to high school, to get into code. Specifically, they're really trying to encourage STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, among young women. Well, code.org, yeah, they've already got a popular following. They've decided to get even more popular by taking advantage of the imminent release of a very popular movie out of a very popular franchise. Patrick, what movie might that be?
Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
Yes.
Code.org has teamed up with Star Wars to offer a themed lesson. Now, here's the cool thing. If you visit code.org right now, you can take a one-hour-long coding tutorial from Princess Leia or from Rey from Star Wars The Force Awakens. One lesson would teach you how to program a Star Wars game, and the other lesson will teach you basic programming for R2-D2, C-3PO, and of course, BB-8. Have you played with this at all, Lou?
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. In fact, what they're doing is the visual programming element of it is actually building code underneath. So if you want to go see the code that you're building, it's kind of cool. You can see it as you go through it.
Right, and this is what it looks like. So you've got blocks. They've also got JavaScripts. You can use whichever one you like. It's a nice way to teach logic. Remember early on in Coding 101, one of the things that we really tried to impress upon people is we would be switching languages, but the language doesn't really matter. It's learning the logical items behind the language. Actually, if you go ahead and go to my machine, Victor, I want to show what this looks like. So this is actually code.org. This is the BB-8 programming as you see it. So what we have is we have a workspace with one method right now. It's calling the function move right. What I want to do is I want to move BB-8 over to the scrap metal. So if I just ran this right now, it's only got one move right command and the mission is going to fail. But what I can do is if I take one of these blocks and I tell it move right, and then run it, BB-8 will succeed. He'll get the scrap metal. This is obviously aimed at children, but what I like about this is it becomes so visual. This is a nice way to represent the chain of logic. What would I do if I wanted to change something in the real world? So if I'm looking at this code right here, I'd want to move BB-8 to the right, then down. And all I have to do is I drag over these blocks. Now, of course, this is super simplistic, but as you move on in the lessons, this will slowly get more and more complicated. It will start asking you to add parameters inside of functions, inside of calls. And again, you know, anytime that you can give a child something that they can do over and over again to reinforce the lesson, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Patrick,
very cool.
Have you played with this at all?
Yeah, I did. And I moved BB-8 around, had him collect the stuff. And I wish I had this as a kid.
Right.
Because I...
Yeah.
Loved programming, and I always wanted to learn more. And I remember there was a game by Origin Systems, I think it was called Omega, where you actually had to program an artificial intelligence tank. And this reminds me a lot about that. And you have to learn the code to have the task mm-hmm. complete. Mm-hmm. And it works it into a game. And so it's fun. And I sent the link to my niece, who's 11, and hopefully she'll get into this. And maybe she'll be interested in coding. There's no horses, though. So,
right. I think what's cool about it, you can actually, once you're done with it, you can actually click the "Show me the code" button. It'll actually show you the code. My son actually liked looking at it because he thought that he was actually coding, right? And which you actually really are. You're building logic trees, but you're actually there's code underneath going on there. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah. Let's do that. So we got to move down, left, down, and left, and let's do this. So that we can see the code after. Did I do that right? Let's see. I think BB-8's about to die here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Sir, messed up.
He still
got there.
That's some sloppy coding there, Padre.
But now if I show the code, now they say, oh, okay, it wasn't just something I dragged and dropped. That's something I would actually have to type to call a function inside of BB-8 to make him do that actual thing. Yeah. And as you get further and further into these lessons, they'll show you more and more of the code that actually goes into the function.
Right.
It's actually, I wish, again, like you, I wish I had a programming class like this. The closest thing I can think of right now is Little Bits. And Brian Chee talked about this. They're a sponsor on this network. But I love playing with it because it teaches people how to use like the 555 oscillator.
Yeah.
And it's literally putting together blocks, but they're actually programming.
Yeah, Little Bits is the electrical engineering version of this,
right.
Really. This is the computer science version.
Go figure.